That's a social movement. It'll group all the social, the different worker union, social civil society, and so on. And they are requesting the interim leader to give them the exact condition of the president. Because since you were, since December 3rd, when Mr. Camara was, the president was shot by his bodyguard, there have not been official declaration from Mr. Camara or anybody in the government showing proof to the country the exact status of his health. There had been one scenario described saying he's going to come next week, the following week, the end of the year. But up to today, there have not been any. We still are in a status quo. And the country cannot be like that with a vacuum in a leadership without action. So that's why the social movement are writing to the interim president to give them the exact status condition of the president. And they're also asking for international medical expertise so they can take a decision from there. And that's the first point. The second point is there were another request they asked today that concerning about the chronogram, which is the schedule, how the country is going to move forward as far as putting together the transition team and as far as giving a date when the election will be held for free and fair election in order to have an elected president. So those are the two requests that was submitted to the government, and the deadline is January 5th, and past that date, they're going to have a civil disobedience and maybe a strike.
Has the government responded to your demands about what the status of Dadis Camara is?
They have not. Up to today, they have not. And they have it until January 5th. And that's the date, that's a drop-dead date, basically, for that action. But so far, the kind of feedback they've been giving does not look like are not convincing to either the social movement in Guinea or, you know, the people, because nobody knows the exact status of the leader since he was shot. And they've been saying that 3 weeks after one week after they took him for operation, and they were saying he was making phone calls. And that was rather strange, you know, and there were a lot of things that are not reassuring to the people, basically. And what they're asking, again, is to know exactly what the status. Either the guy is not in a like a vegetable state, or can he come back? What status he is in? Because right now we have a power vacuum, basically, and that's where we are.
If the deadline, which expires Monday, what's your group in association with other civil groups in the country going to do?
Well, that cannot be going on forever. You know, all they're asking is very too simple stuff. Tell us exactly what the condition the leader is in. And give us a schedule when you're going to be organizing the election, when you're going to be putting the team for who's going to be organizing the election in the future. And those are very simple two things they're asking them, requesting them. And I don't think that's a big deal. They can tomorrow, because they've been claiming the guys can talk, he's been calling and all that, why not meet the international press? You guys have a representative in Morocco. They can go and interview him. They can, you know, that he's had his own show, so I don't think he's shy in front of the camera or the microphone. So one of your guys can go, for instance, and interview him and relay that to the people. That's all they're asking. It's as simple as that. Now, if he's not in the condition to do that, and then what to do? Because they cannot help the country, you know. The country is already in hostage. But they have to have a leader. They cannot be like that. So those are two propositions they're asking them to do.